All right, today's Thursday, September the 20th. Just download that WNSR app. You can take us wherever you want to go. Greg, right now, this is crazy. Right now, people are listening to us in Katy, Texas, all right? Mm-hmm. Guntersville, Alabama.
Guntersville Lake?
No, I think it's Tom Abraham.
They're on the lake.
And then thirdly, we're peaking hard in Rayon City today. God bless the fine folks at Rayon City. All right, here we go. It's National Fried Rice Day.
You like fried rice?
I absolutely love it. I could eat fried rice every single day, all day.
Yep.
This goes for us on this show. National Gibberish Day.
Oh, we're full of gibberish. That's
9 to 11.
If we've got anything, we've got gibberish.
National Pepperoni Pizza Day. I know where I'm going later on.
Angelo's?
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
National Punch Day.
Come here.
And National String Cheese Day. String cheese, parents, if you want to give your kids a quick food to calm them down, string cheese.
Yeah. You know what string cheese is made of?
Cheese?
Barely.
What's it made of? Milk and processed food.
Yeah. You think you want to look and see what they put all in that thing?
No, I don't.
Okay.
All right, hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Well, you're really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hit it. He hits my head.
All right, here we go. What happened on this day, sports-wise, September 20th in history. Greg, 1907, Pittsburgh pitcher Nick Maddox no-hits the Brooklyn Dodgers. He's pitching for the Pittsburgh who? 1907.
Wow, the Condors.
Nope.
The Steelers.
Nope. Oh, yes. Pittsburgh Steelers. Correct. Good job. Yes. Pittsburgh Steelers. Nick Maddox. Okay. They go down. 1933. The Pittsburgh who played their first NFL game lost 23-2.
The Steelers.
Nope.
I don't know.
The Pirates. Mm-hmm. Pittsburgh Pirates played their first NFL game. I guess they changed their name. 1948. This baseball league disbands. 1948.
The Federal League.
No, that sounds solid, though, but no, that's not it.
Sounded good.
It did. The Mexican Baseball League disbands.
Oh, okay.
1951, this man's elected commissioner of Major League Baseball.
What year?
1951.
No, Bowie Kuhn.
Nope.
Happy Chandler.
Nope. Did this guy not find Jackie Robinson?
Well, Happy Chandler was the commissioner when he came in. I mean,
how about this guy found?
He found him.
He was discovered him. This guy's also named after a car.
Bob Buick,
Ford Frick.
Ford Frick.
Come on, man, you're better than this. 1958. This knuckleballer for the Baltimore Orioles no hits the Yankees 1-0.
What year?
1958.
Oh, Hoyt Wilhelm.
Attaboy. Yes. 1961 on this day, this Yankees player hits home run number 59 and barely misses 60 in 154 game of the season.
Roger Maris.
Roger Maris. 1968, this guy hits his 536th and final home run of his Major League Baseball career. 1968.
Harmon Killebrew.
He's from Oklahoma.
Hank Aaron. No, Oklahoma, Johnny Bench.
No. Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle. Well, Johnny Bench is from Oklahoma, too.
But he didn't hit 530 home runs.
You're right, though. He did not.
That's right. 1973, three-part question. Battle of the Sexes. Where was it? Who won? And give me the people involved.
All right. Battle of the Sexes was Billie Jean King, and it was in the Astrodome. Mm-hmm. And it was, who was that old guy?
Bobby Riggs.
Bobby Riggs.
That's right.
Which at the time, he was ranked 7,008 in the world tennis rankings.
Still got his butt beat. 1973, this guy announced his retirement at the end of the 73 season, the greatest center fielder of all time.
Willie Mays?
Willie Mays. Yeah, man. Let's see going on here. Going on down, what's going on? This day, 1987, the greatest running back to ever play professional football scores his NFL record 107th rushing touchdown. 1987.
Well, I would disagree with the greatest ever, but let's go with Walter Payton.
That is correct. There you go. Dave McGinnis probably saw that happen too as well. All right, here we go. Celebrity birthdays time, folks. And Charlie's up this week 2-0-1. So Greg has to win today and win tomorrow and force a tie. And when there's a tie at the end of the week, force a push. At tie at the end of the week, there'll be a fist fight in the middle of 40 at rush hour between you two.
I can see.
All right, actress Sophia Loren.
83. 90.
84. Greg knows Sophia Loren. Nice job, Greggy. All right. Author George R.R. Martin. He does Games of Thrones.
74. 73.
Actress Kristen Johnston. She was in Third Rock from the Sun, and she was in Austin Powers. I'm not going to repeat her name, character name on the show.
She's 58.
55.
51. She's pretty, too. You ever heard of the actress Moon Bloodgood?
No.
Me neither. We'll skip over that.
Thank you.
Ugh.
Moon Bloodgood?
Yeah. Miss USA 2008, Crystal Stewart. How old is Crystal Stewart today?
What year was she Miss America?
2008. She is stunning.
31.
29.
37. All right.
Hey, what was that guy's name? Moon Bloodgood?
It's a girl.
It's a girl. Well, she was an actress, and she was in Terminator 4.
Oh, really? Okay, cool.
Which one? Was that the one with Christian Bale?
Yes.
Okay. Actor Gary Cole, Ricky Bobby's dad.
75.
65.
Ah, 62. So close. TV news correspondent Deborah Roberts. She's married to Al Roker.
63.
65.
58. Rock singers Gunner and Matthew Nelson.
We just had the Matthew on, right?
Uh-huh.
51.
53.
51. You're going to force a tie, aren't you, Greg? Not over yet, though, punk. Actor John Bernthal. He was in Walking Dead. He was Shane in Walking Dead. He was in that tank movie with Brad Pitt. How old is John Bernthal today?
50. 45.
42. Charlie, you've missed four by 1 year.
Mm.
Singer The Dream.
Is that a person?
Singer The Dream.
Never heard. Out of my league. I don't know. 40.
29.
41.
That's just a guess. I'll admit it.
They're all just guesses.
Rapper.
Well, some of them aren't.
Rapper Young Jock.
30.
25.
36. And that's it. These other ones, I don't know. All right, Greg, here's your music. Congratulations, 2-1-1. So you have to don't get enamored by Rob Schneider tomorrow. You got to do this. All right, Greg, this song came out in October 1984. It was popular, but it became the theme song of something else in 1989, which skyrocketed this song to another level. Here you go.
Is that Hank Jr.?
It is.
Hank Jr.? Was it what got him the football deal?
Yeah, name of the song.
All My Rowdy Friends Are Getting Down Tonight. Close enough? Rowdy Friends.
Here you go, right here.
All my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
Close enough.
Coming over tonight.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.